version.
Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. That's right, the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio, and I always have a great time with you guys. Thank you, boys and girls, girls and boys, for listening, and everybody. You peoples, thank you very much for listening. And let's thank some people, because yes, I haven't seen so many responses and comments since the team of Yucasterio was giving away free hand car washes in the summer. So this is great. Apparently we were giving them also for an exchange for a donation, but you know, anyway, always supporting the cause. So no matter the reason, it's all good. Always good to hear from you. So in that token, thank you very much to Amanda Olsen, to Brendan Peterson, Keith Broham, I hope I pronounced your name properly. Keith, sorry about that. Drew Cotton, Tay Brewster, Wesley Fecto, I hope I pronounced it well again, Wesley, sorry about that. Patty Poudier. And on the other chat, we have Wesley again, Ryan Starinieri. Yeah, Wesley has been pretty active and apparently using his Shazam. No, just kidding. I know you know all the songs and all the bands, Wesley. Sorry, just kidding. Who else? Well, Jay Black has not put a song there, but he's inviting people to participate. So all of you, thank you. Thank you very much for posting, and the best of lucks. We're going to draw a random number based on the number of entries we have, and that's the winner. And okay, so to continue the lovely contest here. So we just listened to the Zenith Passage, or the Zenith Passage, depends how you want to pronounce it. That was the previous set. Okay. No, that was this set. Sorry, my bad. The Zenith Passage, they are from Los Angeles, California, and we listened to the song Lexi Contagion from their brand new album, Deitacilium. Oh, I hope I'm pronouncing that well too. Deitacilium. Okay. Before that, we listened to Enterprise Earth. They are from Spokane in Washington. We listened to the song Where Dreams Are Broken, which is part of their 2022 album, The Chosen. And we started the set with Stryker from Edmonton, in Alberta, Canada. And we listened to their latest single, Strange Love, which came out last year. And yes, you guessed it. These three bands are also playing at the Armstrong Metal Festival. So there you go. You have three more entries to put in our Facebook page if you haven't done so. You can go to our Facebook page, Metal Meltdown CJSF. And in any of the two posts of the Armstrong Metal Fest, just write the name of the band and the name of one song that we played from that band that is playing on the Armstrong Metal Fest. And you have gotten yourself an entry for the draw we will do at the end of the show. To wear a pair of passes to go to the Armstrong Metal Fest. All right. And I think we're going to keep going with the music here, because yes, you need to listen to more music. That's what I think. You can let me know what you think also. Okay, let's do that. Remember, this is the Metal Meltdown. Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio. And you're listening to, of course, CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. And yeah, remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and find all of our podcasts there. cjsf.ca/content/metal-meltdown. Okay, let's go through what we listened to. And yeah, remember to get an entry into the draw for the pair of tickets for the Armstrong Metal Fest. It's one entry per person. And all you have to do is follow us on Facebook, Metal Meltdown CJSF. That's our Facebook page, Metal Meltdown CJSF. So just follow us on Facebook and then type any song from any band that we have played so far this show that is playing on the Armstrong Metal Fest. And that's it. Remember, again, one entry per person and just name of the band and song that we played on the show today that is also playing at the Armstrong Metal Fest. So we just listened to Worm Witch. They are from Vancouver, Canada. And we listened to the song Weapons. Well, we listened to their brand new single, Weapons Against Despair. Brand new from Worm Witch. Before that, we listened to Warbringer from Los Angeles, California in the States. And we listened to the song Firepower Kills, which is part of their 2019 album, Weapons of Tomorrow. And we started the set with Sarcasm. They are from Granby in Quebec. And we listened to the song The Collapse, which is part of their brand new album, As Empires Decay. And in this case, the W's are going to the Armstrong Metal Fest. So that's Worm Witch and Warbringer. And thanks again to everybody that has been posting their songs. Thank you very much for listening. And thank you very much for putting your entries there. And now we're going to try to call James so he can tell us a little bit more about the festival. So let's try that. And yeah, this is the beauty of live radio. You get to do stuff live, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, which is the beauty of it. So here we go. Oh, there you go. It's ringing. Magnificent. Hello. Hello, James.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Awesome. Thank you very much for being with us here tonight, live and in Technicolor at the Metal Meltdown. I really appreciate it.
Definitely.
And yeah, thank you. You're staying up late for us. I appreciate that even more.
Yeah, that's all good, man.
All right. So, as you have heard, the theme tonight is the Armstrong Metal Festival. And yeah, apparently Jesse and John told me that you are the ambassador for the festival. So
we'll call it that for the night.
Awesome. That says it all. And so you happen to know, like, when it started, you know, a little bit of history just for, I guess, most of us to
It started back in 2009. It was pretty much the Armstrong open air. It was at Breton's parents' place. It was in this farm. It was pretty much a backyard party with 11 bands.
It was
pretty fun.
Yeah. And then as everything started growing.
Yeah, it totally did. More bands heard about it. More bands came. And people came and just started rolling. It was great.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, I don't have all the details, but there's food trucks. There's, I think you had like games. Didn't you have games last year or the previous edition?
Yeah, they call them the Yeti games.
There you go. Do you know if they're happening this year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are. There's always little things that happen outside. I'm stuck inside behind the board usually, so working the show.
I see. You're the magician there.